SACUV versus the Environmental Protection Agency will take a closer look at how expansive the Clean Water Act is in terms of wetlands. For 15 years, Michael and Chantel Sackett have been trying to build a home on land in Idaho, but they can't because EPA says their land contains a wetland. It's also the second time the Sacketts have appeared in front of the Supreme Court about it. At issue is the standard for what wetlands are covered under the Clean Water Act. Here's Rinky Noonan, attorney Kale Van Bruggen.
In 2006, the Supreme Court issued a decision called the Rapanos case, in which there was a split amongst the justices as to whether those wetlands could be included under the Clean Water Act. Four justices said those wetlands could only be regulated by the EPA and the Corps if they had a relatively permanent surface connection to downstream navigable waters. And then one justice, Justice Kennedy, said those wetlands could be regulated if there was a significant nexus between the wetland and the downstream navigable water. So much broader test.
If EPA can satisfy one test or the other, the agency has jurisdiction. Now, a few things have changed since 2006, including three new justices.
The Sackett appeal is really aiming at, will the new makeup of the court apply with precedent, a majority opinion saying, you know, only those wetlands that have a relatively permanent surface connection can be regulated by the EPA and the Army Corps under the Clean Water Act.
The outcome of today's case is important to agriculture.
The concern in egg country is adding another layer of red tape or another layer of bureaucracy to these wetlands that are regularly being farmed and operated as part of our living out here in the Prairie Pothole region.
It will take time for SCOTUS to make a decision. An opinion is expected by the end of the year. Separately, EPA is also redefining WOTUS, trying to make a more durable definition.
The Supreme Court's decision in the Sackett case directly impacts that agency rule. If there is a majority court opinion on this test for determining what wetlands are navigable waters, that will directly impact that portion of the agency's rule. So we could have a situation where the agency releases a rule and it's only out there for a couple of weeks before the court comes in and issues a case that, you know, may drastically change the validity of that rule.
Sackett versus EPA begins at 9 o'clock Central Time. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.